The International Livestock Research Institute addresses the issues of livestock and its use as a tool to address poverty.
This is a map which was supported by the International Livestock Research Institute.
The practical outputs of the work are research, knowledge, very much also capacity building.
We've learned that the way you do the research is as important as the research itself. And we've been working with community members who are both researchers and facilitators who have helped us link so that the research is being driven by the questions that the community members have.
It means changing the attitudes of both the community, the attitudes of policymakers, and also bringing a lot of stakeholders together.
We have some of the state-of-the-art DNA sequences and genotyping machines. Generally, the researchers just provide the samples to the technicians here. They run with the samples to produce the final data. Mm-hmm. And then that data will either be analyzed by the bioinformatics department or by the individual researchers.
The main activity we do here is to try to develop a recombinant vaccine against East Coast fever. East Coast fever is one of the endemic diseases that affect a smallholder farmer.
Welcome to Lab 7. We are interested mostly in genetics and how that affects the response of the animals to diseases and how they adapt to the environments that they are living in, with the goal of understanding the mechanisms involved in the interactions of the animal genes together with the stresses they are involved in, and also breeding animals that are better able to produce in environments which are also changing.
We are dealing with two types of technology applications in this lab. One of them is about looking at the genetic potential of the material that are being conserved in gene banks in national programs and seeing whether some of that material have direct value for crop improvement programs. The other component of our work involves what we call marker-assisted selection. And this is a biotechnology application that complements conventional breeding to ensure that we develop crop varieties in a much shorter time.
We basically work around three issues. We want to reduce the vulnerability for the poor because this is their only asset. We drastically need to increase productivity because of the demand increases. And we need to work on market access.